like Matt Sims had a lot of
success against your second team secondary there. Did you see much from your safeties and corners we're looking to see tonight?
No, I mean, they got a lot of reps, so we'll get a chance to look at film and make some evaluations on. That's the group of people we got to make decisions on. So, you know, we're a little short, especially at the corner spot. So Coleman played out there a little bit, but.
Without looking at the tape, I mean, what immediately kind of jumped out at you positively about the team tonight?
I think we played hard, but you know, way too many mistakes. So, you know, too many drop balls in the fourth preseason game. Very shoddy in protection early. So,
what's the thought process on the punt from the 34-yard line instead of kicking the long field goal there?
We just didn't. I talked to Fip. He didn't want to kick a field goal at that point in time. So.
The second starting safety spot outside of Chum, was that open going into this game?
Yeah, we're going to figure out who it's going to be. We'll make the start at some point.
Did you see either one of those guys stand down?
I looked at the film, so I'm not going to make first glance. We don't come off the field and make decisions on who's going to play what position. So, I don't think we protected him very well. You know, I think a lot of times it was a four-man rush that was in his face and didn't really have time to set his feet. So, you know, we had some protection issues with the second O-line, so it was tough for him.
It seemed like in the first half, a lot of your young linebackers really stepped up, 7 sacks, 4 forced fumbles.
Yeah, some of those guys did show up. You know, McCoy and Everett Brown and Acho seemed like he was around the ball a lot. So, you know, there's a lot of competition, and that's what, when you go into this, you're really hoping guys, when they get their opportunity, and those guys did get their opportunity, which one stepped up and showed what they can do. So,
I think you said you wanted to be too deep, ideally, at the inside linebacker position. So, I mean, did you feel like going in you have Matthews, Acho, and not competing for 2 spots?
No, I mean, we have ideals and whatever, but we got a lot of film to watch on the bus ride home, and then we got a lot of meetings tomorrow, so we'll make a decision on what we're going to do. So,
what have you seen from Acho?
Real smart player, really smart player. You know, and that's the one thing that jumps out at you when you're around him all the time. And you know, he understands the game very, very well. Seems to always be around the ball. If for some reason he's fooled once, it doesn't really seem like it happens again. If he sees the play a second time, he can diagnose it really well. So. You know, it's you know, there's a lot of competition there, so it's going to be interesting.
This would be Hartley's last game action for a full year. If you look at the full preseason, where's his development at this point?
I thought he played well. You know, a lot of times, you know, he's still up and down at times, but, you know, I'm excited about Matt's future. So.
I think Billy was
Acho's position coach last year, so did that help him at all, you think, just adjusting to the scheme and what Billy wants?
I'm sure he's got, you know, he had a decent understanding of what Billy wants, because Billy got a chance to coach him for a year, so I think that's a positive for him. So, but it's not totally what Billy did at Cleveland. So, because Billy wasn't the coordinator at Cleveland. So,
Jeff Mayall hasn't been here all that long, but is he still in the game tonight? Is he kind of a security blanket type for you? I mean, you're very familiar with him.
Yeah, I'm familiar with him. I don't know what you mean by security blanket, but I think Jeff showed, you know, what I think when the trade opportunity came up to get him, what, you know, I think we thought he was capable of doing. So.
Protection issues, did they seem like communication issues or just guys getting beat?
I think it's probably both. You know, sometimes it's a communication issue. It wasn't very complicated what the Jets were doing, though. So, you know, that's the part that's a little bit disappointing. There shouldn't have been many communication problems. It was a pretty vanilla look on both sides. So,
when you signed Tobin after the draft, what position were you thinking that he was going to compete at? Or did you plan to play him at both?
We plan to play him at a couple. You know, I think you're looking for versatility, you know. So I think it's you know, his ability to play tackle, we know he can play guard. So it's with that position, especially when you're talking backup linemen, they got to be able to play a couple spots. So we felt like he could come in and compete. And I thought he's a kid that's had a really good camp and done a really good job. So
that tackle, especially
his tackle.
Well, that's where he's been in camp. Right. So yeah, that tackle.
We haven't seen much of James Casey in the preseason tonight. He hurt his hand. What's your take on him?
Well, he couldn't go tonight, so I know we thought we were going to have him, but he went down early, so didn't have the opportunity to get him in there. Thought we were going to get some good reps out of him, but we couldn't, so.
He didn't start any of the other games, though. I mean, he didn't.
No, Brent Celek's our starting tight end, so.
On your unofficial depth chart, you do have 2 tight ends starting, and he is Casey and Celek the 1, though, so.
Yeah, it depends on if we're starting with 2 tight ends. So if we call for 11 personnel, he's not in 11 personnel. Jason Avant's the 3rd receiver, you know, so.
There's a few undrafted guys. What do you make of that undrafted class? You think?
There's a couple guys that got a legitimate shot at making this team. You know, and we're real pleasantly surprised when you get some undrafted free agents that can come in here and compete like that. You know, not Tobin, Chep. Some of those guys have really done a good job. Squares, another guy that did a really good job when they've got presented the opportunity. And when you get here, you know, I told those guys on day one, doesn't matter if you got drafted or weren't drafted. If you're here now, you know, what are you going to do? Are you going to take advantage of your opportunity? And I think those are a couple guys that have. So, you know, we'll see if it's enough to make the team. So,
how much does a game like this tell you about your depth? I mean, you got reserves on both sides, and obviously these guys haven't spent a lot of time together. But what does that tell you?
I think it tells you a lot. I mean, guys got an opportunity to play, and we told them, you know, I've told these guys every chance you get a chance to compete, you got to go out and show it, you know. So, you know, if your mindset was, well, it was the fourth preseason game, it's not that important, then it may be too late for you because it is very important for them. So whenever you get a chance to put yourself on tape, you get a chance to show everybody. We talk about putting yourself on tape as your resume, and, you know, we have to make decisions based upon what you do on tape, not based on what we think you can do. You know, based upon our confidence, got to be based on demonstrated ability that we've seen. So,
how do you feel about the development so far of Bamiro and Moma? I mean, those two guys who came as real considered projects and very raw.
Two totally different guys. You know, Mo. You know, obviously, I think the layoff was the biggest thing with Mo because of his injury at Boston College. But and then Mike's a totally different story. You know, coming on late. You know, didn't even go to a school that had football when he started, and then ended up at Stony Brook. So I think both of them are very raw, but I think they've got upside. So.
Danny Watkins progressed this summer up to this point.
Danny's competing like the rest of those guys up front. You know, there's always really some good out of Danny, but there's also some mistakes out of Danny. So, you know, I think it's going to be a battle, you know, when you feel good about your five, but then where are we going to be, and then how many are we going to carry, I think, is what it's going to come down to. So,
does Coleman playing at cornerback, does that show his versatility, or is it just kind of like you're just filling in?
We were trying to get out of a game, but I think, you know, it does show Kurt's versatility because he's the one guy that we felt that out of that safety grouping that was playing tonight that we could throw out there. So, you know, I think the one thing I know about Kurt's a football player. You know, and he whether it's covering kicks or special teams or things like that, you know, you're always going to get maximum effort from him. He's a guy that doesn't matter if it's practice, doesn't matter if it's a game, he's always going to play hard. So,
obviously, that helps his standing, I guess, that he can do both. Or
yeah, I mean, I would hope we weren't going to play Kurt at corner. You know, that's not really our plan, but we know we can get out of a game with it. I hope we get a couple guys back healthy and can get our corner situation solidified. But, you know, our thought isn't we're going to carry four corners and one of them is going to be Kurt. You know, Kurt's a safety.
How about a guy like Clay Harbor? Have you seen enough from him as a wide receiver to, you know, be versatile enough? Have you feel comfortable enough to put him at that spot?
We've seen enough to evaluate, you know, so. But I'm not, you know, going to tell you what our 53-man roster is. We're going to go home and watch all the tape and evaluate it and then sit down as a staff and make decisions on how it's going to fall, so.
Did you go into this game thinking X amount of spots are open on the 53, Y amount of players are already on the roster?
Are you going like geometry
on the line? No.
What's a given and what's
yeah, like, given like, and the, like there's this amount of spots open.
You know, there's certainly guys. I mean, I can tell you who our five offensive linemen are, and I can tell you who our quarterback is, and I think McCoy's going to be the running back. Yeah, so there's
a number you have in mind for the amount of open spots there are in the 55.
I don't have a number. I mean, so but I mean. Didn't take a real intelligent guy to see the guys that weren't dressed tonight. Probably I would venture to guess the given would be that the guys that weren't dressed and played in the game were probably going to make the 53. So,
does a game like this make it easier to make decisions?
I don't know. I don't know if it makes it easier, but it gives us another opportunity to evaluate. So, you know, and you know, sometimes when some guys' situations where, hey, we haven't got a ton of snaps out of them, you know, and some of those guys got, you know, played an entire game tonight. So I think, you know, it gives you a better opportunity to evaluate. You know, maybe he hasn't been in that situation in the first three preseason games, but you hope that expressed itself that he was in that tonight. So.
Okay. Thanks, Cody.